We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
This passage, and I'll fall. Thank you.
We hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
Thank you. I survey all the good things come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for the favor of him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that he'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew, and I'll stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Grass will be green,
and
the skies will be clear and serene.
The sun never shines, giving one endless beam, and no clouds there will ever be seen.
There'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me, I pray. No more sorrow and sadness or trouble will be. There'll be peace in the valley for me.
Some have seen the seven wonders of the world, and some may say that they're the greatest under heaven. But you can search that Jesus saves, and He still changes lives.
The greatest wonder is Jesus. There is no other that compares. I've seen just one prayer.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
When I think I'm going under, part the waters, Lord. When I feel the waves around me, calm the sea. When I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life. Still the raging storm in me.
Church on the corner, my hometown. A lot of roses and rice and joy all around. A rennet tux and an ivory dress and a white limousine at the bottom of the stairs. Just down the street, another church, a spray of carnations and a long black hearse. Family and friends, tears in their eyes. It's never easy saying goodbye. And I realized in 2 blocks time,
you're the same.
See in this life of mine, in only a blink, it turns on a dime. A day that was sunny is suddenly dim, and I'm wrestling my fears and my failures again. I miss and I'm babies pulsing in the wind. I'm shifting sand, and even then you're the same.
I think of what I am, my vanity and pride begin to crumble once again. When I dare recall the depths of sin, you show me deeper grace. My feeble voice cries out to you and joins your ceaseless praise. Fading from above, overshadowed by a Father's gaze, reserving His beloved, overcome by matchless infinite and death-destroying love, my life is overflowing with Your praise. Dwells before me when you still forgive my sin, when you steep my heart with springs of life, my tongue is stopped again. When I glimpse your hand upon my life, how you ordered all my days. Though every word and thought may fail, my heart cries out your praise. Fading from above, overshadowed by a Father's gaze, preserving His beloved, overcome by matchless infinite and death-destroying love, my life is overflowing with Your praise. Thank you.
saves, Jesus saves, and the hush of mercy breathing, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the host of angels sing, glory to the newborn King, and the sound of joy repeat. Saves. See the humblest hearts adore him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And the wisest bow before him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. See the sky.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me has made known, nor why in love redeemed me for his own. But I know in whom I have believed, and I know whose
Certain days have filled your mind. are high and your soul doth cry, when the tears begin to sting your eye, press on. When old Demas turns his back on you, press on. Of hell declare you're through, press on. Though darkness seems to rise and prevail, don't lose the faith, keep his wind in your sail. Anchor fast your soul, charge the gates of hell, press on. Stand with you through the night, press on. Who declares, my child will win the fight, press on. For he's greater than he that is in the world. We must keep that blood-stained banner unfurled, proclaim it boldly to all. Keep that blood-stained banner unfurled, proclaim it boldly to all the world. Press on, proclaim it boldly to all the world. Press on.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, crystal fountain whence the healing waters flow. Let the fiery, cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Strong deliverer, be thou still strength and cheer. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises I will ever give to songs of praises I will ever give to thee.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled Power in Prayer. Ephesians 6 verse 18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." An 8-year-old boy named Tumaru and a 6-year-old girl named Tamujatu are two Muslim friends of our daughter Eliora and our son Elidana. One time, when Tumaru and Tamujatu came over and found our children reading a Bible picture book, an interesting conversation followed, part of which I overheard from the next room. "Islam teaches aniconism, that it is wrong to make images of prophets or other respected religious figures or divine beings. Many Muslims also feel it is wrong to make images of anything living, as creation of living forms is reserved for God. Dendi Muslim children are taught to reject images and even to insult those who use them and regard those people as unbelievers. Looking at the Bible picture book my kids were reading, Tumaru said, 'That is not Jesus.' 'Yes, it is,' my kids replied, thinking it quite obvious. The argument grew more heated. At one point, I heard Tumaru say, 'If that is Jesus, why does he look different in other pictures?' Upset, Elidana brought Tumaru's question to me. Intellectually, I knew Tumaru was correct, that it wasn't an actual image of Jesus. But how could I answer my 4-year-old son in a way that wouldn't confuse him? I said something like, 'It is Jesus, but not his actual picture, because there were no cameras then. It is a drawing of him, just like your sister and you draw pictures of things differently.' Though I felt my answer had been somewhat weak, Elidana was satisfied with it and went back to his friends to boldly defend his position. I did not overhear the rest of the argument that day. However, later, when I learned the rest of the story, I discovered I had been Jesus' unwitting accomplice in demonstrating the power of his name to Tumaru and Tamujatu. Here is how it happened. As the argument continued, my children came up with a test to settle the question once and for all. They told their friends, 'Whether that is an actual picture of Jesus is not important. What is important is what he can do for us. So, let's pray for something and see if he answers.' Everyone agreed. So my kids prayed that Jesus would fix their bicycles so they could ride with Tumaru and Tamujatu. My kids' bicycles had both been broken for some time and I had not gotten round to fixing them. A few days after their secret prayer, I decided to surprise them by fixing their bicycles while they were at school. When they saw their repaired bicycles, their outburst of joy and praise to God startled me. They could not wait to show their friends what Jesus had done. Praise God! I pray this experience will bring Tumaru and Tamujatu one step closer to belief and faith in their Saviour. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Great Controversy, page 367. The people, intimidated by the threats of the priests and rulers, ceased their joyful proclamation as they entered the gates of Jerusalem. But the children in the temple courts afterward took up the refrain, and waving their branches of palm, they cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" Matthew 21, verses 8 to 16. When the Pharisees, sorely displeased, said unto him, "Hearest thou what they say?" Jesus answered, "Yea. Have ye never read, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise?" As God wrought through children at the time of Christ's first advent, so he wrought through them in giving the message of his second advent. God's word must be fulfilled that the proclamation of the Saviour's coming should be given to all peoples, tongues, and nations. Power in Prayer was written by Moshe Bede of Adventist Frontier Missions. Used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions. Adventist Frontier Missions seeks to establish Indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can visit afmonline.org, that is afmonline.org, for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. I'd like to challenge this idea with our story, The Lord Will Provide. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Angela Lomakang.
And I'm John Lomakang. We were living in Illinois Conference, or living in the state of Illinois in the United States, and the year was 2005. Yeah. And I was invited to join with Pastor Doug Batchelor at the General Conference there in Silver Springs, Maryland, for a series of evangelistic meetings. And I went, and when I was there, the very first night when the meetings opened, my wife and I keep in touch with each other.
I was home.
And she was home in Illinois, and I was there in Silver Springs, Maryland. And as I opened the program, welcoming the video, the viewing audience, I said, "Welcome to the program." And at the very end, a lady walked up to me. Remember what her name was, honey?
Faith.
And remember that name, Faith. And she said to me, "When you introduced the program, the Lord said to me, 'You see that young man? He's my servant. I want you to bless him.'" So she invited me to come to her office the very next day. And I informed my wife right away. I said, "Honey, this lady that invited me to come to her office, I don't know what this is about." And do you remember what her origin was, where she was
from? She was Jamaican, like my family is. So we had a connection there, didn't we?
We sure did. And she said, "The Lord told me to bless you." And so I went to her office, and she was asking questions about
her. She's a wealthy lady.
She worked. She had a lot of homes. She worked with political leaders in the Washington and Washington, Virginia area. And she told me about her resume. Very well-established lady. And she kept asking me, she says, "Now, do you have any needs?" Now, we're from New York. I mean, I'm from New York originally. My wife is from London.
Derby, England.
But when people ask, "Do you have any needs," especially a person we don't know, I'm kind of leery about that. So I said, "No, we're doing fine." And then she kept plugging away. She said, "What about vehicles? Do you have any vehicle?" I said, "Well, we have one vehicle, and that's sufficient." She said, "Well, come back tomorrow. I'll give you a call. So I called my wife and I said, this lady is asking about, remember that phone call?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you called me and told me about the lady asking you questions and all that. And I was like, okay, just go ahead. We always talk to each other when anyone's involved. We always get involved and discuss it. And when we talked about this, I said, go ahead. Didn't I?
And see what
just
this is.
Go ahead. See what she has to say.
So the very next day, the lady called me and she says, meet me at the Nissan, or Nissan, as you might see here in Australia, meet me at the Nissan car dealership. And I thought, well, that's unusual. So I called my wife right away. I said, honey, she told me to meet her at the car dealership. When I got there, she said, I met the salesperson. She wasn't there yet. And he said, there are two vehicles. Pick one of them. Well, I called my wife right away. I said, Angie, you wouldn't believe this. There are two vehicles. This lady told me to pick one. And one of those vehicles was what we talked about a few weeks earlier. We'll leave that hook at the very end. You remember that?
Yeah, I wish you had talked about that first. But
yeah, you kind of mentioned that.
You want me to talk about that?
Yeah, talk about
that
Sunday.
All right. Several weeks back, because we didn't have a car, we were in an accident. And we had a SUV, and we had a rollover and everything. So that was a miracle in and of itself that we made it through that accident. And so here we are with one vehicle. The weather is snowy, icy in the winter, and we did not have an SUV. So I said, honey, it was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Car dealerships in Illinois do not open on Sunday. So we went to the car dealership on Sunday, and we saw a Nissan, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
So Armada is called. And we, silver, gray one, very nice.
Large.
And I said, honey, let's pray over this vehicle. This is what we want. So I said, you put your hand on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we did put our hand on each other.
Remember
and
your
I
prayer?
Prayed. Lord, this general conference was getting ready to come in 2005. I said, Lord, we need this vehicle. Please provide it for us before the general conference of 2005. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we kind of forgot about it.
We prayed that prayer prior to you going.
So here I am a little less than 3 weeks later, standing at the Nissan dealer, and my wife said, which vehicles are there to pick from?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe it. One of those was the very vehicle my wife encouraged us to pray over.
Yeah.
She said, pick that one. But now I was still, I mean, how does a vehicle just show up in our lives from a person we do not know? And the exact one we prayed about.
Yeah.
And the timing was perfect. The GC session was still ahead of us. So I said, okay, let me just see what this is all about. And I told my wife, I'll call you back. So the lady and her secretary arrived, and they went into the office with the car dealer salesperson. And I was sitting out there thinking, Lord, what is this all about? What is this really all about? About a half an hour later, the door opened, and they motioned for me to come into the office. And she reached out and kind of like giving my glass, she said, here are the keys. She said, the Lord told me to give this to you. She says, and you don't owe me anything. I'll take care of the insurance, the registration, anything that needs to be fixed, I'll pay for it. And she said, just use this to do the Lord's work. Was I excited? I called my wife right away. Do you remember that phone call at all?
Yeah. You truly were excited. You said, Angie, guess what? I said, what? You told me what happened. You got the car, everything you just mentioned, and you got the car. And I said, no way. I'm so excited. Praise God. We got what? And of course, I'm thinking, what? Is there strings attached? No.
There's no strings attached.
This SUV, four-wheel drive, hefty vehicle is yours. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Now, did we remember our prayer?
Now, here's the key. This is an amazing part. You know, Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I want to go back to the lady's name because she said to me, if I never see you again, because my wife arrived
Yes.
I went to the airport, and I drove up humbly and proudly and excitedly to pick her
and
up. And
what
this
did
new,
we do? We had prayer.
Right at the airport, prayed inside that vehicle.
Thank the Lord.
Dedicated that to the Lord.
Yes.
And she said these words, "If I never see you again, you don't owe me anything. The Lord told me to give this to you." Well, sadly enough, about a few months later, she passed away.
Yeah.
But remind them of her name again.
Faith. Never forgot that. What does the Bible say about faith?
That's right. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. So, friends, you might be at that intersection where you're wondering whether or not God could supply your needs.
Yes.
I tell you, put them before the Lord. Think big, pray big. I mean, when my wife told me to pray with her hands on that vehicle there in Illinois, I thought, this is a really nice gesture, but my faith was not as great as hers. Yet less than 3 weeks later, we were driving home from the General Conference back home to Illinois in a brand new 2005 Nissan Armada, 305 horsepower, all the bells and whistles.
Everything there.
Did God provide?
Yes.
He did. So, friends,
my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. And He supplied our needs, didn't He, honey?
He sure does. He
Trust
sure did.
Him. Put Him to the test. Right?
So here it is.
Yes.
The Lord will provide. Today, if your faith is waning, the Lord will provide.
Amen.
Trust Him. Pray big. Think big. Put God to the test. And you'll never be disappointed because He says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. This is Pastor John Loma King.
And I'm Angela Loma King.
And here's the key.
Yes.
God will provide.
Amen.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.